This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, all right, here we go. It's finally here, play-in night. Could this be? And you could fill that sentence in with all kinds of stuff. Could this be? Could this be the final night of the season? Could this be Klay Thompson's final game in a Warrior uniform? Could this be Andrew Wiggins' final game in a Warrior uniform? Could this be fill in the blank final game in a Warrior uniform? Or is this could this be the start of something really, really fun and memorable? And could this be yet another opportunity to keep the little adorable brothers underneath your thumb up there in Sacramento? Could be any one of those things. But I will say this, what I think tonight is going to be is incredibly nerve-wracking. I like these games, the Warriors and the Kings play, and the game is close. It just is. Both of their offenses seem to know how to function pretty well against the other team's defense. Draymond and Sabonis, I have no doubt, are going to have a couple moments that get us off of our seats. As I said yesterday, you're going to have multiple commercial breaks where you're pacing and feeling like the season might be over. And so I expect this one to be yet another of what has happened all year for the Warriors. You know what this is going to be, Dibs?
Torture?
Clutch game.
Oh, sorry.
It's going to be a clutch game.
I thought you were going to borrow from your beloved Giants with a little torture.
I'm sure this is going to be within 5 points with 5 minutes to go, and it's going to be just gut-wrenching and stomach-turning and all of those things. But here we are. We've known for the better part of 6 weeks that it was probably headed in some way, shape, or form this way, and so here we are. And I'm pretty excited to see what they can do. But I am going to stop well short of what Guru said, overly confident. I'm going to stop short of even the word confident. Have you guys watched the Warriors this year? Confidence? What? Sure they should win. Sure they're the better team. Sure they're the healthier team. Should.
Well, they're the best team in the West since, January 25th or whatever the number is, 27-12. So I don't know what more you want. You've got championship pedigree, and you've got the hottest team over the last 39 games. And, yeah, you're going to Golden 1, but you've been great on the road. You absolutely should win this game. I'm with Guru in terms of confidence. And if you don't win this game against a Sacramento team that's missing two of their top seven players, shame on you. Then blow the whole thing up. Blow it up.
But that's basketball. It's one game as a three-point favorite. Listen, here's what I would say. I don't disagree with you, but if your feeling is if you lose tonight, blow it up, then your feeling, in my opinion, is blow it up.
And it has been.
Okay.
It has been.
So I would, like, just, you know, you can feel however you want to feel, but I would just, if I were you, just stand on that. Stand on that.
Well, it's easier to blow it up if you lose this game.
But winning tonight does not mean not blow it up.
Well, it does if you go on to win an NBA championship. And if you lose tonight, you can't do that.
Okay.
So
correct.
Right. But and if you win tonight and you win Friday and you get into a series with OKC and you win that series, then you're talking about different things.
You gotta wash your mouth out with soap because you use the word championship.
Of course.
Come on, man.
I'm not going to discount it. They're one of 20 teams that have a chance as of tonight.
Correct.
And after tonight, there'll be 18 teams. Actually, there'll be 19 teams. Only one team gets knocked out tonight.
That is correct. That is correct.
And after tomorrow,
not the Warriors,
we'll be down to 18. And I don't even know when the NBA draft lottery is, but if they lose tonight, then we're going to start worrying about the fact that they're most likely going to lose their pick. They only have a 4% chance if they're in the lottery to keep their pick.
Yeah. Although you said there are 20 teams as of tonight, and while you are factually and mathematically correct,
right,
you are emotionally incorrect. I'm sorry. The Hawks and the Bulls are not a part of this party. I know that
they are.
I know they play. Are. I know they play. You know. But they're not going all the way. And in my opinion, neither are the Warriors. But I'm with you.
Or the Kings.
Well, sure.
Or the Lakers or the Pelicans. And we could play this game with probably 14 of the 20 who are still playing.
Mm, yeah.
I mean,
the West is the West is interesting this year.
Sure.
There really is a situation in the West here where you could make a legitimate, like, you could make a case for a lot of teams without sounding like a crazy person. And I don't mean that it's likely. In fact, I'd say it's much more than unlikely even. But there's so much talent in the West. These teams are so good. They're all 46 wins or better. I think you could play the path out and go, it's a bunch of ifs. And sure, it's not going to happen, air quotes. But, like, I don't think you sound like a crazy person to talk about the Warriors going on a run, the Lakers going on a run, the Pelicans going on a run. These are very, very talented teams. You saw I left the Kings out. I actually think that they are, in terms of odds in the West, they've got to be the bottom. They have to be.
Right.
Just because injuries, DNA, the way they've been playing lately, like that, they don't have that in them. They don't. And I know that's why you're saying the Warriors should win.
Right.
And again, all air quotes, they should win.
Right. Right.
But it's one basketball game against a team that is very, very evenly matched and at home and good. They're good.
They're fine.
They're good. The Kings are a good basketball team.
They were a good basketball team. I don't think that they are now
They're still a good team.
They're fine.
They're a good team.
If you look at what they've done over the last 10, over the last 20, 15, since they lost their two of their better players, they've been, you know, probably not even as good as Houston.
Okay, I think what you're saying right now leads us perfectly into this. Like, let's explore this. You mentioned it on the crossover, or as FP now calls it, the handoff thingy, which is a little bit more salacious, nice, but whatever.
The handoff thingy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
Grandy, Lucas, you're the two with the fat thumbs who texted this to our thread. So I want you guys got to stand on this now. You feel that if the Warriors lose tonight, it's embarrassing?
Yes.
Why?
The season has been already quite the adventure.
Sure.
You better be able to beat the Sacramento Kings without Kevin Huerter, without Malik Monk. Otherwise, what the hell are we doing this for?
It can't end like this. It all can't end like this. It would be embarrassing if it ended like this.
I like the tag team right there.
But first of all, yes, it totally can. It absolutely
better not.
Can.
Thank you, Grandy. It better.
But how many times have you ever gone into an NBA game only favored by 3, and you guys are acting like they're favored by 14?
Yeah, but they're playing the adorable Kings, Mark.
I get it. Some think that the Warriors have reached an adorable point in their history.
You got 4 Hall of Famers on this roster.
Right.
You cannot lose this game to a Kings team that seems disinterested in playing good basketball over the last month.
Embarrassing?
Yes.
Why embarrassing?
You're the Warriors.
They're the Kings.
Exactly. That feeds into my point.
Exact same record. They're the exact same record.
It's an expectations thing.
Yeah. But
what are their records over the last 20 games?
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm glad you asked me that. The Warriors, after 56 games, were 29-27, and so they wrapped up the year going 17-9. Mm-hmm. The Kings were 33-23, and they wrapped it up going 13-13.
Great.
So you've been
four-game difference,
right?
And we're talking. Here's what I keep stressing, though: we're talking about a game. This is one game,
right?
This is not a series. This is not a football game. This is not those things. This is a basketball game, and the Kings absolutely have plenty of people who can get hot. I'm not predicting a loss. I just, and by the way, I guess my other point would be, okay, so then what word would you, if you win tonight and then you lose Friday, then what word are we using?
Disappointment.
That's disappointing. That's
not embarrassing.
That's not embarrassing?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because New Orleans and the Lakers are better than you are, and you'll be underdogs.
Says who?
Says me.
Grandy, based on the definition you just gave us, you got Hall of Famers all over the place. The Pelicans don't. Why would that be less embarrassing?
It's less about the Warriors and more about the fact that it's the Kings tonight. And in the future, it will either be the Pelicans or the Lakers. I don't think the Kings are that good without Malik Monk. The reason they even kept it close in the series last year, obviously Fox was great, but he can't do it alone. Malik Monk was awesome in that series. Without him, I don't know how they stand a chance.
One game.
Yeah, sure, one game. Warriors are favored on the road.
Yeah. Part of the reason they're favored is because of this dynamic that we're sitting here talking about, though.
The dynamic of...
there's a Warrior tax.
Of course. Well, and also, they've been better for the better part of 7 weeks.
There's a Laker tax.
Sacramento's hurt.
Yeah.
And you've got championship pedigree.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Right, Warrior tax, for
okay,
sure.
Championship pedigree. How much does that matter tonight?
In a one-game scenario, it matters more than it does in the course of the regular season.
Okay.
And I also think the muscle memory of last time you went up there in a one-and-done game, you won it, and Steph had 50. So I think that
by the hair on your chinny chin chin,
but that definitely plays into it.
Yeah,
I'm not
telling you they're not going to win tonight.
I know.
Tell you I don't think it's embarrassing at all if they don't. I don't like that's just an interesting word to me.
Yeah,
embarrassing. It's embarrassing when you go play basketball against another really good team in their building. A little bit hobbled. Maybe they're not quite as good as you, but you're in a one-game scenario. It's the sport of basketball where dudes get hot. Like, I mean, the Warriors almost lost in Portland last week in a game that they needed.
Right.
Like
that to me is part of the embarrassment. It's not the fact that you're even in this game to begin with.
Okay. So tell me about that.
The fact that you're the 10 seed is already a little bit embarrassing because you're one of your Hall of Famers. Could not contain himself. He choked a guy. He punched a guy. He missed about a third of the year because he has self-control issues. That's embarrassing. Your other superstar was dreadful for 2 months, and then he finally got out of his own head and got over his own feelings and played pretty well. And then your other superstar had your entire franchise on his back the entire year, and now he's exhausted. You should not be the 10 seed. You blew so many leads. You blew so many games. You should be the 5 or the 6.
I'd argue that you are making the same point in two different directions so far since we got in here today. You sat here in the crossover and detailed the fact that the Warriors are basically the same team when one of their big three sits out.
Right.
And then you're going to blame their seeding on Draymond Green being out.
That's a big part of it.
They're the same team without him, so you said.
Well, the team, and I'll punch up the record, when he plays, their record is far better. It's when the three of them play, and they only played, 47 times out of 82 games. And even when the three of them played in the beginning of the year, that's when you blew a lot of these leads. And you went, you were 0-5 or 1-5 on that early homestand?
They're a way better team now. Klay Thompson's a way different player now. Like
Which is why they should win.
But part of this has to do with the time and space of when they missed those games. If one of them missed a game at the beginning of the year, you're very, very likely to lose that game because you just weren't that good of a team.
Yeah, and the youngsters weren't quite there.
If one of them misses right now, you're probably still going to win because you're a pretty good team. Draymond begged out of the game in Orlando. What'd the Warriors do? They won on the road against a good team. So like I, you know what I'm saying? They're more protected right now to handle something like that than they were back in the beginning of the year. And the Draymond suspension kind of covers both of those things. Like, that started in December. That team was not what they are right now. So I guess I'm just saying, to me, it's a little bit of an, I told you this yesterday, I think it's an oversimplification to look at the Warriors' record or seeding right now and blame it on one person or one thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's
not just on Draymond.
No, it's on Draymond, it's on Clay, it's on Steph, it's on Andrew Wiggins. I would not put much of the blame on the younger guys because they're the younger guys, and they weren't expected to step in and carry this thing. And so, you know, even when Pods had a little bit of a flat spot in February and March, he's a rookie. What do you expect from him? He gave you more than you could possibly expect.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know. I just, like, the characterization of embarrassing is interesting to me. You used the word disappointing if they were to lose Friday. I'll use that word tonight. It's completely disappointing. Maybe even a little bit unexpected. The Warriors have done enough to sort of warrant not just being a one-and-done play-in team. I'll agree with that. But it's sports. It's one night on the road against a good basketball team. Is embarrassing the right word? Yeah, we can talk about that. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're sponsored by the Order of Malta Clinic. We'll take your calls next. It's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a finish to this game. Win or lose, it'll be talked about for a long time. Barnes will throw it in. Slaps the ball. Fox goes to the backcourt to get it. He's not in a hurry. Dribbles it up. They're going to try to get the ball out of his hands. Fox dribbles at the logo. Spins on. Runs into Draymond. Pass over to Barnes. Barnes for three. No good. Buzzer sound. The Warriors escape with a win. Final score. Golden State 126. Sacramento 125.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. And you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Okay, the embarrassing thing, let's keep talking it out, but let's file it over here for just a second.
Okay.
There's two individuals who play for the Kings I want to talk about. I want to get something off right here real quick. I'm not here for the making fun of Harrison Barnes. Like, I'm out on that. I'm just out on it. I don't know why Warrior fans look at Harrison Barnes the way they do. That's a champion. That's a champion. Whatever you thought about, oh, he didn't shoot the percentage you wanted him to shoot at the right time or whatever, Harrison Barnes was a drafted player and an NBA success story who is about to make over $200 million. And, by the way, was a key piece in the process to getting Kevin Durant on the team. Why are we so hard on Harrison Barnes? Leave my man alone. I hope he misses all of his shots again tonight, but leave my man alone.
Well, we're hard on Harrison Barnes because of the 2015 NBA playoffs where He was
disappointing, not embarrassing.
I didn't say it was embarrassing.
I'm just saying it before you say it.
You asked why we're so hard on Harrison Barnes, and you look at in the NBA Finals, 4 of 9, 5 of 10, 0 of 8 in Game 3.
That's
in
one game. The first two were good.
In a loss at Cleveland, he played 19 minutes. He was 0 of 8 from the floor.
Yes.
No points.
Okay.
0 puntos.
So you had a bad day.
Thank you.
Like, what's the big deal?
It's not a big deal.
Where did the series go from there? What happened next?
They won three straight.
Uh-huh.
He had 14, 8, and 9.
Okay.
Very Wiggins-esque.
Champ.
K-Wig.
Champ.
I don't hate Harrison Barnes.
We look back on Barry Zito's, like, Barry's wallet is not good in this town. Sucked. Every single
champion
year, except for 1 week.
Don't come down my guy Barry Zito's road.
This guy showed up for one game.
Barry and I have history.
We guy wearing Dodger hats on planes, and we don't even let him pull his wallet out in this town. Because championship. Leave my man, Harrison, alone.
Game 3, Western Conference Finals against Houston.
Yes.
0 for 9. 0 puntos. No goal.
My man didn't always come up big.
He came up small in that many times.
By the way, you know who else? Well, I'll get to in a second.
Do it.
You know who else comes up
you
small?
Won't.
No, I will. You want to know who comes up small? Now I'm directing my energy towards Sacramento Kings fans.
Oh.
And you are welcome on this show. Why the hell do you love Domantas Sabonis so much?
Oh, he's elite.
What the hell is the matter with all of you? He's fine. He's good.
Should have been an all-star, Mark. Well, he was snubbed.
Just talk about him like he's good. Every Kings fan I hear from, you'd swear that this guy, it's like there's Jordan, there's LeBron, and then there's Sabonis. And every time, here's what really bugs me about Sabonis, because by the
way, what's bugging you Friday at 2?
Oh, can't wait that long. Season might be over. Okay? What really gets me about this guy, last year, these two teams played. He made your team worse. It was abundantly clear to anybody who watched the games. He struggled. He came up small in his biggest moment. He came up small. And you're here the next day, and this is why you're adorable. You're here the next day to tell us, this might be the best power forward in the league. It is? It is? Him and the front rim were practically married in that series last year. He banged on it so many times. Like, my goodness, why are you so infatuated with this guy? And anytime any of us or anybody else tries to pin you down about Domantas Sabonis, you do the same thing. Well, his numbers, you pull out his basketball reference page.
And it's impressive.
21 points and 21 points. You know who else scores in this league? Jordan Poole. I don't want to hear your stats. Someone, if you're a Kings fan, you are welcome on this show. Call and tell me and Dibs how this guy is actually affecting winning, actually making you better in big moments. I've yet to see it.
Well, you yet to see it against Golden State because he struggled against Golden State because they know how to defend him and they leave him open to shoot the ball from the outside, which he's not very good at. But if you look at Sabonis, and I know you have against other teams.
Watch them all the time.
He's a really good player.
Of course. I just said he's a good player.
Right, but it's against this team has figured out the way to guard him. And maybe tonight will be different because they're going to play drop coverage and they're going to let him shoot that 15 to 18 footer and they're going to dare him to make it.
See, isn't it fascinating, though? There's a reason I just gave you these two players at the same time. I gave you Harrison Barnes and you gave me why the Golden State Warrior fan base has a hard time with him. Why? Because the thought is he shrunk when the moment got big.
Yeah.
And that's not a good characteristic for an athlete. Okay? Same thing happened with Domantas Sabonis. They've been to the playoffs one time. And he went, ooh, we little small. He just got all in his head. And the Warriors just made, and his numbers were the same that they were all the time, which is the argument all the time. But if you watched the game, you saw he was not helping you win. And yet that fan base, gosh, they'll get into a brawl with you about him. They will just go to the end of the earth to defend DeMontis small bonus.
That's a four. It's really good.
Why? Like, if he comes out and scores 40 tonight, we're going to have a retraction tomorrow.
Sure.
Then I get it. But he hasn't done that yet. He hasn't done that in his career.
No. And if you look at the games last year in the playoffs, he averaged 16.4 in the series. And I'm not trying to hit you with numbers, but I will highlight a couple of things. Game 6, Kings at Chase Center. Sabonis goes 3 of 12, 7 points, 11 rebounds, and the Kings won by 19. So he played 23 minutes, he had a bad game, and the Kings ran away with it regardless.
That's my point.
Game 7.
How's he affecting
Sabonis,
winning?
10 of 16, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Warriors won by 20.
L.
So that is kind of the interesting way to look at it, because he is a great player, but how is he affecting winning? Game 1, he was a minus 9. The Kings won. Game 3, he was a minus 20. The Kings got blown out. And, you know, you look at his best games in that series, and it didn't necessarily lead to Kings victories.
When I watch him play, and this is kind of what I hear, because I got a lot, we all got peeps in Sacramento.
For
this
sure.
Is all, we're all family here. Yeah, there's way too much bleeding into this area, that area. That's why this matchup is always so much fun. Every time I talk to a Kings fan, oh, well, Warrior fans, you guys only watch the Warriors. You don't know. Wait till you – do you remember the lead-up to that series? Wait till you see DeMontis Sabonis.
You got no answer for him.
You Warrior fans only watch TNT. You don't know what's going on with the package. You don't know what's going on the NBA package. That's the fan that knows what he's talking about. Wait until you see DeMontis Sabonis.
You casuals don't know about Domas Sabonis.
Well, I watched Domas Sabona. I'm sorry. I'm still waiting. Tonight is game 8. Might it be tonight that we finally see him affect winning? You have to affect winning. Steph Curry, 50 points, game 7. Affect winning. And Kings fans love to just rip Draymond Green's shorts off. He's an instigator, all of this stuff. Is that, like, maybe it's the Kings fans that are only looking at box scores. Watch the game. And tell me who affects winning more between Draymond Green and DeMontis Sabonis. It's not even close.
Well, head-to-head, it's not close. And that's where we see that sample, because when the Warriors do play the Kings, Draymond Green outplays DeMontis Sabonis each and every time, and the Warriors won last year in 7 games. But if you watch all 82 games for the Kings over the course of the regular season, he affects winning a lot. And he's a great player. Yeah. Maybe he's more of an 82-game guy than he is a 16-win guy. And this is something that Draymond's talked about and Steve Kerr. Some players are built for the 82, the 82-game regular season, and other players are built for the 16. The 16 wins you need to win an NBA championship. Maybe he's not a guy built for the 16.
But if you're not built for the playoffs, then I'm sorry, you're not built. Like, you're not getting $200 million extension to, quote, not be built for the playoffs. And so I tense up a little bit every time I hear you say he's a great player. He's a very good player. He's a very good player. But to earn the word great, you got to do something in this league, man. He's never won a playoff series. You have to do something that matters in this league. And I know that he can amass numbers over 82 games. But I'm going to push back on the idea that he affects winning in a major way, because his team has never even won 50 games. Like, their record this year is good. It's not great. Same as the Warriors. It's good. It's not great. Like, it doesn't get our attention. And the Kings went backwards. They went from the 3 seed to the 9. I know they only had 2 fewer wins. I get that. But does that even make sense? I know there were injuries. But last year was the coming out party. You introduced yourselves to the world. You took the Warriors to seven games. Shouldn't you have been better this year? And I don't want to hear that it's, oh, because the rest of the conference got better. You're supposed to be the ones that got the most better. The Suns are the only other team that made massive changes in the Western Conference. Who else made massive changes? The Minnesota Timberwolves just came back as themselves.
Right.
And the Thunder just came back as themselves.
The Clippers made big changes.
And I know Holmgren's ready to rock now and all that. Yeah. The Clippers, sure. The
Clippers made big changes.
Sure. But like
Brian Harden and Westbrook.
Yeah. But like you should be better. And that's on the best players.
It is.
We've been hanging whatever the Warriors do around the big three
exactly.
neck all the time. So if you're young and you make the playoffs, you come back the next year, I don't know, you're supposed to be better. You're worse.
Right, and I think that a big reason why they are worse is because you had the injuries late in the year, and that certainly hurt you, and also the West is a lot deeper and better. I'm not making excuses for the Adorables. The Kings are about as good as they were last year, and last year, as good as they were, was good enough for a 3 seed, and this year, you're a 9 seed. And that's the same thing you could say about the Warriors. Sure. Last year, they were probably this good, and you were a 6, and now you're a 10. And so the West got a lot better. OKC and Minnesota got a lot better. Denver's still as good as they were. Dallas is a little bit better. And the Clippers and Phoenix about the same. And so it was much more of a morass of teams in the middle. And yeah, the Warriors have their excuse as to why they're not in the playoffs. And the Kings have their excuse as to why they're not in the playoffs. And that's why these two teams will face tonight in a 9-10 play-in, because they had excuses. Denver had no excuses. Denver has maybe the MVP again. We'll find out if he actually wins it or not. Defending champs. Minnesota and OKC were damn near flawless all year. And then teams 4 through 10, you could all look at reasons why, you know, maybe you weren't as good as you should have been. Ingram was out, and the Clippers had their injuries.
Yep.
Phoenix is the real head-scratcher.
That's a total head-scratcher. Yep. But the Kings should have gotten better, in theory. There's just the arc of the way things work. You had all that experience last year.
Young team, exactly.
Young team. You got into the playoffs. Good job. You went against the champs, and you gave them one hell of a punch. You're supposed to come back and be better the next year. And they came back, and they're kind of like, eh, it was just like a flat.
Like, yeah.
They're still good, and yes, they had some injuries, but like even if they hadn't had those injuries, what would they be? Would they win 3 games more?
They're one game worse than they were last year.
Two, 40, right?
47 and 35 I had them at last year.
I think 48. I'm almost sure.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 48 and 34. My bad.
No, all good. Let's go to Peon in Oakland. Peon, what's going on? You know, Willard and Dibs.
Man, just gassing up with this high gas out here. But anyway.
Oh, God.
Listen. Right?
I mean, what'd you just, Peon, what'd you just pay? What'd you just pay per gallon?
$5.99, but I'm driving an Escalade, man. I'm suffering right now.
Dog, that was $111, wasn't it?
$135.
Man, it's somewhere around there. It's not pretty. But anyway, listen.
Damn.
I'm actually excited for tonight. Of course, we've been inconsistent, but I'll say this. I think that because we've been in these games this last couple of weeks, I think we've essentially already started our playoffs and the pressure from it. And I also think it's a good thing that we lost that game against the Pelicans, because now we know the feeling of letting one slip through our hands. And I think the Warriors are going to be aware of that. Like, this is it. It's one game. Couldn't be a better opponent, because like you guys stated, Sabonis is empty calories. He can double away, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's a win. And I thank you for acknowledging Draymond has been phenomenal against this guy. But also, I think the youngster, Davis, I think he's going to do equally well. So I'm sensing a win tonight. I just feel that. So let's go Dubs. If we don't win, hey, we can start talking about next season and the additions we need to make. But anyway, you guys have a great one.
You too.
Thank you, Peon.
Drive safe, Peon.
Yeah.
Out there. Yeah, it's real. Good Lord.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Cost me $50 to fill up my Honda Fit today.
$50?
$50, man. That's outrageous.
I'll pay you $50 for my gas tank to only be $50. Okay?
10 gallons. It almost broke me.
Good Lord.
That thing's only going to last me about 400 miles.
You're not gaining any friends right now, Dan.
I know, but you know what?
$50.
All you tough guys out there with your Escalades and your SUVs, you get what you get. Take a little putt-putt like a dibber.
I got a mid-sized SUV, and I got three kids at home. Don't you tell me where to put them.
No doubt.
I don't fit in no fit.
Yeah.
Nothing I can do about that.
I got a miniature toddler. I could go with a Mini Cooper, yeah, and she'd have leg room.
See what you're driving in 11 years when she comes knocking on the door. Dad, I got my 12 friends over. Can we all go somewhere? Will you take me to get boba? Will you take me to Urban Outfitters?
So funny.
Anyway.
Well, both my older kids are both 6'2", so like they can't ride in daddy's car anymore. They ain't fitting in the fit.
It's bad, man. Yeah. You know what, though? In listening to what Peon just said, I'll say this, and maybe this is why, and getting back to this idea of whether or not losing tonight would be embarrassing, I don't find it embarrassing at all, because I feel like some fans look at games like this in this storybook sort of a way and feel like the Warriors have control over what happens. Well, they've got Steph. Right. So, Steph might be off tonight. And that's not embarrassing. That's called being a human being. He's done it a bunch of times. He's done it in big games. Hell, he had to play in four finals before someone would give him the MVP award, for crying out loud. Like, it's not embarrassing. It's the way it works. The Warriors don't get to win tonight just because Vegas says they should, just because they've got the players who have been there. You know, Peon said, well, now they have the feeling of letting one slip through their fingers. Well, I would argue they've had that feeling about, like, I don't know, 17 times this year. It doesn't mean that they can snap their fingers and come out and make that not happen tonight. Like, they're not, I don't care who's healthy or what the scenario is, they're not that much better than the Kings.
Right.
They're really not.
Well, Vegas doesn't think so, and an 82-game regular season doesn't think so. And how about the head-to-head matchups, Mark? Would the head-to-head matchups matter at all to you as far as how these two teams...
You mean when one team has one more point than the other every single time they play?
Warriors by 8, Warriors by 1, Kings by 1, Kings by 1.
I mean, come
on. Those are your four results.
And people are cruising around like, yeah, they got it. I'm like, what? Do you remember these games? Klay hit a buzzer beater. And then the Kings did it back where Monk hit that stupid lucky shot,
right,
that flew off the back iron and went in.
Draymond actually sat the first meeting between these two.
Okay.
Warriors by 8. Yeah, he was still doing the back thing, I think. That was game 2 of the regular year.
They're so much better without him.
No doubt. Although, you say that, and I did look at the number.
Yeah, what's the number?
33-22 when he plays.
Okay.
33-22 with and without. 13-24.
Okay, Saboni people, that's affecting winning. That's how you affect winning. Yeah, no doubt. You don't need to tell us Warrior fans that. You can be frustrated with Draymond all you want. You can't make the case that they're better without him. You just can't.
Right.
It's statistically and emotionally just completely the opposite of a fact.
Right. 11 games above with him. And they are one game below without him. 13-14, not 13-24, 13-14.
Either way,
like, without him,
the point remains.
Sub .500.
Yeah,
without him,
the point remains.
Right,
it's clear. It's always been clear.
Yeah, but I guess you're starting to sway me away from my super confidence. I've been at about a 7, 7.5 on a scale of 1 to 10 on how confident I am. But when you run down the four games they've played, no Draymond, and you win in the opener comfortably, and then it's 3 1-point games.
What's Sacramento's home record this year?
The Kings at home are 24-17.
Okay, so not great. Good, but not
dominant. As good as the Warriors on the road.
Yeah,
Warriors are one game better.
That's crazy.
On the road than the Kings were at home.
Yeah, they're not dominant. But look, this is going to be an atmosphere tonight. It's going to be a hell of an atmosphere.
Man, keep that beam off.
Oh, that beam. The beam.
We got to shut that beam down. I mean, honestly, if I can step away from my Warrior fandom in a vacuum, I'll say this. It's kind of cool. I mean, the whole thing about the beam, we like the beam.
It's totally cool.
It's kitschy, it's campy, but it's kind of neat.
It's awesome.
End of praise for the beam.
No.
I'm done.
Oh, you can be done. I can agree with you, though.
Yeah.
Can I take a couple seconds to agree with you?
Sure.
Like, is there any other team in sports? I guess the Cubs like would fly
the W. Good call.
Like there's a like a thing you do when your team wins. I think that stuff's great.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like, I live 2 miles away and I didn't get to see the game. Look out your window. Oh, they won.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Sucks if I sees it tonight.
No beam. No beam.
All right, we're presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Let's keep having fun. We're heading toward big, big, big time basketball tonight on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.